Month 6 in the time of the Eternal, Month 8, Day 22, 2023. First day of 40 days. Today we have Psalm 37 verse 1, Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Thus says the Lord, My peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, I give it to you. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Why enrapture your eyes on what is of no use? The evil one uses his companions in distraction to get you far from the real task, the preparation of your soul, body, and spirit. You look too often at wickedness, and many are enraptured by it. And your thought remains there. Don't you know that the now is yours alone, since the past stayed behind, and the future is mine? Think rather in me. Meditate on my words. Let the enemy of souls wallow as he only knows how to do it, in intimidation and manipulation. He works hard on seven forms of fall. These are hidden in his evil roots, with which he entangles the mortal who is not entrenched in me. The evil one hardly sleeps thinking, about, how his house will be more comfortable and spacious and, about, how to keep everything that others have. He is insatiable. He delights in falsehood, he is combative, insidious, perspicacious, he has thousands of masks. Even that of, as, he says, feeling concerned about others when it is necessary for his purposes. But, his only goal is his own well-being. He fights with everything and against everyone when he feels harassed, invaded, and challenged, but he does not change in harassing, invading, and challenging others. His word is final and supreme. The evil one debates with every mortal. And, even, desires to fight me. And the one who controls him is the one who dared to challenge my law of government from heaven. Let not your eye look upon any of these to desire anything that they have or possess, for I reserve them for the day of the fierceness of my anger, when none of these will be able to remain on foot. Eat your bread, drink your water with thanksgiving. Do not think for a moment about their delicacies, because in their mouth they will become worms and in their belly they will be like scorpions. But you, when you find yourself in front of your food, thank him who created it for you, and he will be kind to you in all your days. Do not let your mind struggle or be weary over what they will do, for they plot evil against you, and do not see who is with you and for you. Each moment of calmness and stillness, treasure it as a great gift, because the day is near when these moments will be interrupted and will only return when I come in glory for mines. Listen to my words and have peace, for I will be with you until the end of the world. The evil one says in his heart, Everything I have is mine. I have earned it and I deserve it. My qualities, determination and sagacity have resulted in wealth, therefore, those who interfere with my plans, I must get them out of my way. And even what is theirs, when they are out of combat, will be mine. The evil one goes through life like a train without brakes, taking everything in its path, because he believes that everything belongs to him by right. This seed, implanted in his mind and heart, grafts his entire being, making him despotic, violent, and cruel, under a mantle of apparent concern for others. And he proclaims to everyone that he is a guardian of the common good. His charisma, coming from the darkest infernal chambers, makes many go after him. These, deceived because they do not know the truth in all its fullness, will have their time of decision that still awaits them. Others, are under or behind this charisma, knowingly, knowing my law, my statutes, and my commandments. But his character, not submitted to me, reflects the qualities of the evil ones. This, because his mind is infested by the enemy and he cherishes the prohibition in his heart. And this, naturally, is externalized through his senses. This one lives dangerously on the path of death. Moreover, since he is a knower and proclaimer of truths, he believes that this will justify him in such a way that he will obtain salvation by his own merits. This is how the seed of evil is when it weaves together the human bowels. And so it was from its origins in heaven. But look around you and see, under the discernment of the Holy Spirit, everything that has provoked this terrible evil. The universe also is a witness of the contrast between my government and that of the usurper who, being a limited creature, plays the role of believing himself to be God and creator. His inventiveness of antediluvian amalgamation reigns again in these days. He has made known, in his limited understanding, to men some details that he believes are those related to creating life. But how far it is from the real truth and true knowledge. The evil one, in his rebellion, runs to his own destruction, but he will never want to go alone. His greatest pleasure is to sink everything and everyone around him in his path. The evil one cannot worship me as creator because his damaged essence prevents him from doing so, and this by his own will and decision. Cain had the same teaching as Abel, but he dedicated himself and decided for himself to follow in the footsteps of the evil one. In this way he became the first murderer despite his knowledge of good and the prevailing evidence of his time. He hated everything contrary to his essence. And this growing internal malignancy, in natural disaffection, led him to get rid of the one with whom he spent the most time, and, who, tried to make him see reason. Like this, dominated by evil, he killed his brother Abel. And he was in this way banished, since his evil purpose was to put an end to the branch that adored me and delighted in me. For this reason let your heart never turn to be enraptured by seeing, much less admire, these evil qualities, since some of those who claim to be my people, pay attention to them and like this embitter their spirit. These, with this attitude, worship the creation instead of me, the creator. They do not think that there is a judgment in progress. And they do not pay attention to my clear message that says out loud, fear God and give him honor because the hour of his judgment has arrived. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of water. I am the creator, by me everything was made and is made. I am who I am and nothing comes before me. Everything is by me and for me. But everything that is for me, I take care of. I take care of their happiness. Even more so, about how mortals take care of the happiness of their children, because I have loved you with eternal love. I placed Adam and his wife in a beautiful garden, where they lacked nothing, where peace and happiness reigned. Where I myself visited them, and an angelic entourage sang to them. I do the same with all my other creatures in the vast universe. And my greatest joy is to make happy those who are mine. My kingdom is one of peace and order. My law prevails in every corner of my vast creations, and no one is oppressed by them. Because my law is a law of truth that carries the freedom in harmony and love between each other, your planet Earth still reflects a little beauty and peace in the mountains. More than a trillion of what this was, is now only 1%. But soon, I will renew everything for my true children, those who seek me day by day with all their hearts. My kingdom is ready to receive those who are mine, and ready to put an end to infernal sin. And everyone who does not come close to me, and walk in his own way, will not be received into my kingdom. Because this own way does not subject itself to the vine, because it cannot, because its root is linked to the evil one and it enjoys its prevarications and abominations. If you know then that you are in judgment, how should you live? Many live recklessly, and others are extremely presumptuous. Can these withstand the final test? My children will overcome in me in this final war, for the evil powers will not be able to remove from them the implant of my presence. Those who will not be implanted by me will fight to destroy them. But my hand is raised and they do not see it. And when I show myself to them, in one they will fall affright. I am who I am. And nothing is before me nor will be like me after me. Let all generations fear the Holy One of Israel for his dominion is forever and ever. The judgment is in progress. Let each one repent of their evil behavior, even that there is time. But this time will soon be over. Faithful and true words that I leave from the Eternal for each one of you. May the Lord bless us.